as Garner with a long crossfield ball here for Dawson, and it's played off him by Cresswell, and Dawson bursts into the box, low cross, it's turned home, it's a goal, the flag stays down, and it's Brownie Day again. The man who nearly left the club on deadline day has scored in three successive games. Cresswell playing it off the chest of Dawson, who locked up, picked out his man, and 5 yards out, Iday surely couldn't miss. 20th minute, Albion 1, West Ham 0. Is Gardner for Berahino, man and ball for Morrison, but he goes straight through the challenge. Long range shot. Oh! That's a stunner from James Morrison, and the Baggies double their lead. 30 yards out, right footed, pings it wide of the left hand of Adrian. That was picture perfect. 42nd minute, it's Albion 2, West Ham 0. Here's Brunt, nice little reverse ball for Morrison, who returns it to Brunt, who hits it in his stride. Iday trying to get onto it, couldn't quite. Breaks on the far side of the box for Sessegnon. Plenty of white-shirted bodies in there. Low cross, deflected. Iday! Brown Iday does it again! Once he starts scoring, he can't stop. This is the cartwheel, the back somersault. He punches the air. It's 4-3 games, and Brownie Day surely has the Baggies into the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. 57 minutes, it's Albion 3, West Ham 0. Morrison rolls it to his right once more. Jakob for Dawson. And in theory, with a three-goal lead, they ought to be home and dry against 10 now, Albion. Sessegnon in field for Berahino. They look to thread it through. Berahino is onside. Oh, great finish! Saido Berahino on the angle. Drills it low past the keeper. 16 for the season for Berahino. And if you wonder whether he's going to celebrate goals anymore, he really celebrated that one. Sharp shooting. Saido makes it Albion 4, West Ham 0.
Tony, really professional, thoroughly high quality performance from your team today.
No, we're pleased. Obviously, we had the breaks. There was certain, you know, incidents in the game that broke our way, and from there we pushed on. So really pleased. The players have worked really hard the last few weeks, and you know that to win the game that emphatically, obviously, is nice. But you know, we know there's still a long way to go.
And what confidence does for a striker? Brownie Day led the line for you. Aside from his two goals, it was a good performance from him all round.
I thought all the players did well today. It was a good performance by everybody. And we needed to be that, because West Ham are a good, really good side. And, you know, like I say, it's dropped our way today. And we've just got to make sure now we keep our feet on the ground. And we've got a tough game against Sunderland away next week. Make sure that, we go into that prepared.
The side set the tone well by pressing the ball high as well. You create a lot of problems for them when they were in possession.
Yeah, we try to do certain things within the game that, you know, doesn't happen overnight. You have to work hard and make sure that the team understands what you're trying to do. But, you know, we're pleased.
Craig Dawson, a very useful attacking outlet from right back for you. People might not have expected that from him, but the role he's played in the team has been quite broad.
Dawson has done very... He's very quick. He's got great energy. And you know, he looks as though he's enjoying that position.
Make a difference to your week on the training ground off a result like this as well, because I'll be looking forward
We've had a three game week, and we've been, if you look at it, we've been unlucky. We played Sunday instead of Saturday, then the Wednesday, and obviously the early Saturday morning. So they need a couple of days off now, mentally and physically.
This is showing that you can maintain a relegation fight and a cup run. Wins breed confidence.
Well, we'll see.
Well, yeah, don't spoil.
Yeah, don't talk too soon. But we'll see.